Thanks for tuning into Decula Wire. Could Georgia's Atlanta, Savannah train touch Decula? The tracks already run through town. Anybody who sat waiting while a CSX freight rolls through the middle of town knows Decula is a railroad town at heart. Now there's a chance, still a long shot, but a real one, that the rails running through our backyard could matter in a way they haven't in about 70 years. The state is looking at bringing passenger trains back between Atlanta and Savannah. The plan is a long way from real, but it's worth our attention here for one reason: Athens is on the state's list of cities to connect, and the freight line that already cuts through Decula runs straight toward it. Let's be clear up front, because it matters, nobody is promising us a train station. The state hasn't picked a route, and our town isn't on any list of stops. But the pieces sit close enough together that this is our story to keep an eye on, not just Atlanta's or Savannah's. What the state is actually doing. The Georgia Department of Transportation started the Atlanta-Savannah Intercity Passenger Rail Study back in January 2025, under a new federal program for identifying rail corridors worth building. Georgia DOT is running it with federal oversight and the firm WSP doing the engineering legwork. It's a $10 million study, $8 million from the Federal Railroad Administration, awarded in 2023, plus a $2 million match from the state. Nobody's laying track yet. What this stage produces is a plan, the document that, if it holds up, lets the corridor compete for federal construction money down the road. And the route is still wide open. Georgia DOT says it's weighing every feasible option and hasn't locked in an alignment or a list of stations. Here's the part that pulls the line through our area into it. The state has said it would rather reuse existing freight corridors than carve out brand new ones. That puts the freight railroads at the center of the whole conversation, and it puts existing track, like ours, on the table. Beyond Atlanta and Savannah, the cities the study keeps circling back to are Athens, Milledgeville, Macon, Statesboro, and Augusta. A statewide survey last spring polled 5,151 responses. More than half of the people who answered said they drive between the Atlanta and Savannah areas several times a year, and nearly 4 in 5 had ridden intercity rail before. If you're one of the folks who makes that Savannah drive a few times a year, you're exactly who they're asking. Where we come in? The way you'd get from Metro Atlanta to Athens by rail runs through eastern Gwinnett, through us. The CSX line, the old seaboard route, comes out of the Atlanta side through Lawrenceville, runs through Decula, and keeps going through Auburn and Winder on its way toward Athens. It's the same track we wait on at the crossings. So if the study ends up pursuing an Atlanta, Athens leg, and if it leans on that existing freight line the way Georgia DOT says it would prefer to, the rails through the middle of Decula are at least in the picture. Those are big ifs, and they're worth saying plainly: no route has been chosen, we are not a named stop, and a train rolling through town is not the same as a train that stops in it. Nothing in the study points to a Decula depot. What's true is that the corridor the state is studying and the tracks that run through the heart of our town happen to point the same direction. We've done this before. This isn't new ground for Decula. The town got its start in 1891 as a seaboard railroad construction camp. It was even called Hoke for a while, after a railroad man, before the name got stitched together from letters in Decatur and Atlanta. We had our own passenger depot downtown right up until it closed in the mid-1950s. The railroad built this place, it just stopped carrying people through it. And Decula today isn't the little depot town it was. With Rowan taking shape next door and new rooftops and development spreading along the 316 corridor, the argument for tying our side of the metro into the rest of the state is an easier one to make than it used to be. Whether any of that reaches our stretch of track is the open question. What happens next, and how we get a say? Plenty could still stop this. The state admits there's no construction timeline and no money identified to design or build a line. Up next is a cost-benefit analysis and the hunt for funding, the stretch where a corridor either builds momentum or quietly stalls. the one concrete thing we can do right now is tell the state what we want. Georgia DOT is taking public comment through August 6, 2026, through a survey on the project site at lsapisrailgeorgiadot.hub.arcgis.com, where you travel, where you'd actually want to catch a train. That's the input that shapes which routes and stops make the next cut. If we want Dacula in the conversation, this is the moment to say so. A town that was born on the railroad and watched its depot go dark has every reason to watch this one closely, and, while the map's still blank, to make sure our stretch of track isn't the easy part to skip over. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DacoulaWire.com.